Okay, here is read number one. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. Milwaukee County is in need of a new criminal courthouse to replace the old safety building, but can't afford it without significant help from the state or a private business partner. Traditional forms of funding for the county have been stretched to the limit, according to county officials. And bulldozers and other heavy equipment have started moving earth at the site of the Foxconn factory in Racine County. The work started yesterday morning with safety meetings and the delivery of portable toilets for the workers. Okay, here's read number two. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. For the first time in the history of the NBA, a female coach will interview for a head coaching position. Becky Hammon, who is currently an assistant coach with the San Antonio Spurs, will visit Milwaukee this week to interview for the head coaching position with the Milwaukee Bucks. Hammon played for the WNBA for 16 years. She was the first full-time female assistant coach in one of the four major American professional sports leagues when she joined the Spurs in 2014. And the Indians are in town tonight to start a two-game interleague series with the Brewers at Miller Park. Okay, here's read number three. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. This Saturday is Educators Amplified Part 4, the gubernatorial edition from noon to 3 p.m. at the Miramar Theater, 2844 North Oakland Avenue, just south of Locust Street on Milwaukee's east side. The event is open to the public and will feature several of the candidates running for Wisconsin governor. The doors open at 11:30. If you can't make it in person, you can hear the event broadcast live on Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network during the Earl Ingram Show Saturday from noon to 3. Okay, here's read number 4. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. Milwaukee County is in need of a new criminal courthouse to replace the old safety building, but can't afford it without significant help from the state or a private business partner. Traditional forms of funding for the county have been stretched to the limit, according to county officials. And bulldozers and other heavy equipment have started moving earth at the site of the Foxconn factory in Racine County. The work started yesterday morning with safety meetings and the delivery of portable toilets for the workers. Okay, and here is the forecast. Outside this afternoon, sunshine, and then partly cloudy tonight, lows in the mid-50s. Rain likely tomorrow, highs in the upper 60s. And for Thursday, partly sunny with highs in the mid-60s. I'm Stu Daniels for Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network.